Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
We have been discussing Chapter 1, Arjuna Vishada Yoga, Arjuna's grief. And so far we have seen that the war is declared. Dhritarashtra, sitting in his palace, is anxious to know what's going on. Sanjaya is narrating what's happening in the battlefield. He described Duryodhan's state of mind, that he is very insecure and seeking for some psychological support, that everything will be okay. Bhishma, recognizing that there is no time to waste here, making Duryodhana more nervous, blows his conch and declares the war. In response, Krishna and Arjuna blew their own conches, indicating we are ready and we will be responding to your aggression very, very powerfully. We have seen Arjuna's state of mind. He is really anxious to show his prowess in war. He is the mightiest hero among all. And he had been burning to take revenge over Duryodhana. So he asks Krishna to station his chariot in a position that he can see who are those evil-minded people or ill-guided people are gathered on the other side to please that evil-minded Duryodhana. So he can gauge the situation like any general, as we have discussed. Before he starts the war, he wants to have a complete picture of who he is facing and how he has to strategize for this war. So now, Sanjaya narrating to Dhritarashtra what's happening. Evamuktva Hrushikesha Gudakeshena Bharata Senayoho Ubayoho Madhye Sthapayitva Rathottamam. As requested by Arjuna, having situated the best of the chariot in the middle of the two armies, Krishna said the following to Arjuna. Bhishma Drona Pramukhataha Sarvesham Cha Mahikshitam Uvacha Partha Pasyetan Samavetan Kurunite. These are the only words Krishna speaks in Chapter 1. They say that as requested, Krishna situated the chariot in middle of the army, right in front of the Bhishma and Drona, and then said, look at all the great kings are situated on the side of the Kauravas along with Bhishma and Drona, pointing out to Arjuna the enormity of the task. Do not underestimate the power of your enemy. A common mistake a hero makes is to overestimate his own power, because everybody has confirmed that you are the greatest. He had been listening all his life that he is the greatest of the archers in his time. He is invincible. Therefore, he has slightly enhanced picture of himself in his mind, and he has been burning with this desire to take revenge, so obviously he's losing some perspective of reality. Krishna brings him down to ground and says, look at all the kings arrayed in front of you in Kaurava's army and understand the enormity of the task. There is Bhishma, who has the boon that he can only die when he wants to. The Drona, he is your own teacher, who is obviously the mightiest archer in his own right. And then all the other Maharathis and kings. Do not underestimate your enemy. Here, Swamiji basically gives us some explanation of the words used by Bhagavan Vedvyasa. Hrishikesha is used for Krishna, and there are several meanings the scholars have assigned to this word. One is the one who has control over senses. Other is who has the short hair. And we have talked about it before. Gudakesha is addressed to Arjuna. A traditional meaning is given in Gudakesha, that means the one who has controlled over sleep or who has conquered sleep. Swamiji points out that there is nowhere in Mahabharata, in Arjuna's biography, this has been indicated that he has this particular attribute. And therefore he says that maybe the other meaning which the Western scholars have indicated is the good acacia, which means the hair styled in bundles. And Swamiji says that that may be more appropriate, because when you are in a war, you do not want your long hair, which used to be the fashion in those days, to come in front of your eyes and block your vision. So you have to tie your hair up in a way that it is not going to come in your way. So maybe that is the meaning here for Gudakesha, but that's the name for the Arjuna. Bharata here is addressed to Dhritarashtra, because he is the king of the Bharatakhanda. Senayoho Upayoho Madhye Sthapayitva Rathottamam, the best of the chariot. Sanjaya does not leave any opportunity to impress on Dhritarashtra that what your sons are facing is not something ordinary. Best of the best is on the side of Pandavas. There is Krishna, there is Arjuna, but even their equipment, their vehicles are of best of the best. Bhishma Drona Pramukhataha. Bhishma and Drona are leading the Kaurava's army, Krishna tells Arjuna. And Sarvesamcha Mahikshitam, and all the other kings are Samavetan Kuruniti. They are assembled here on the Kaurava's side. And this is where Krishna stops. He does not say a word after that. And now Sanjaya says what Arjuna saw. Arjuna is having the view of both the armies, because the chariot is situated in a way, in a strategic position, that he can have a panoramic view of both the armies on his side and also on the Kaurava side. Tatra pasyat sthitan parthaha pitrun atha pitamahan acharyan matulan bhratrun putran pautran sakhim tatha. These two verses are combined because it continues to enumerate who Arjuna saw. So the next verse says, swasuran sruhdaschaiva senayoho ubayoho api tan samiksha sakaunteyah sarvan bandhun avasthitan. So what did he notice? He noticed that on both sides. Not only just the enemies are there, but also there are people who are dear to him, who are related to him. And they are also somebody's fathers. Tatra pasyat thitan parthaha. Partha, Arjun. Arjuna is called Partha because he is son of Pritha. Pritha is another name for Kunti. Pritha relates to Prithvi. One who is born out of this earth is Partha. So Bhagavan Vedavyas in a very poetically indicates the nature of Arjuna. He is a mortal being. He is made up of clay, just like you and I. We came out of this earth and will go back to this earth, the mortal being. This dialogue is between immortal Krishna and mortal Arjuna. Krishna not as the Vasudeva's son, but as the supreme being who is Ajaha, who is unborn. So this dialogue is between an immortal being with all his limitations. With all Arjuna's limitations, what he saw was that on the two sides there are stationed Pitran, fathers, Atha, and Pitamahan, grandfathers, Acharya, teachers, Matulan, maternal uncles, Bhratrun, brothers, Putran, sons, Pautra, grandsons, Sakhim, friends, Tatha, Swasuran, Sruhadaschaiva, Senayoho, Ubayo Api. Not just only on the Kaurava side, but he is seeing on his side too. He obviously sees the fathers, like himself and Bhima and other side, Duryodhana, they're all fathers. And then there are grandfathers, Bhishma. Then there are teachers, Drona. Then there are maternal uncles. Then there are brothers. Then there are sons. His own sons are. Then grandsons. And then Swasuran, fathers-in-law. Sruhadascha eva, and also friends in both the armies. Because when war starts, it's not that only the one side will have the casualty and the other side will be completely saved because they are so powerful. The damage and destruction will be on both sides. That's given. In any war, that has to be accepted, that the damage and destruction and deaths will be on both sides. And he sees that all these fathers and sons and grandfathers will be killed. Because this is a fratricidal war. The war among relatives, war among cousins. So your own relatives are going to be killing each other. Tan samiksya sakamunteya sarvan bandhun avasthitan. He recognizing, seeing all these kinsmen standing arrayed. And now Sanjaya describes Arjuna's state of mind. Just before he asked Krishna to put his chariot right in the middle of the army, he was all gung-ho, all burning with this desires to start this war and take revenge on evil Duryodhana and all his supporters. All the injustices they have suffered all throughout their life from the childhood, because they were raised by Dhritarashtra along with the Kauravas, and Kauravas always have this competition with Pandavas, and they were subjected to many pranks and many cruelties. including they were sent to the palace made of flammable material, and they were saved. Now is the time to take revenge on this evil-minded people. He was all gung-ho, he was powerful, he was full of confidence, burning with desire to take revenge. And after seeing who are standing in front of him on both sides he sees fathers and sons and his relatives and his brother and his cousins and his teachers. And now he is in a different state of mind. So Sanjaya says that Krupaya Paraya Vistaha Visidan Idam Abravit, that Arjuna spoke thus, filled with deep pity in sorrow. He sorrowfully said the following words to Krishna. Now we hear directly from Arjuna, from half verse 28. It's Arjuna Vacha. Sanjaya lets us listen directly to Arjuna, so we can hear the first-hand account from Arjuna. Drishtva imam swajanam Krishna yuyutsam sam upasthitam sidanti mama gatrani mukham cha parishushyati. Seeing these my kinsmen, O Krishna, standing eagerly to fight in front of me, sidanti mama gatrani, my limbs are failing, mukham cha parishushyati, the mouth is drying, veputhascha sarire me roma harsascha jayate, my body is shivering and my hair stand on end all over my body. He's explaining the physical conditions which is the result of his psychological state of mind. Seeing all these people, he's a nervous breakdown, and therefore he's experiencing these physical symptoms. He explained to Krishna, O Krishna, after seeing these people, I can't stand here even straight. Forget about fighting them. I have trouble standing. And my body is burning as if I have fever. And I'm shivering. My mouth is drying. Gandivam sansrate hastat. And this great Gandiva bow I have, which I hold very mightily to fight with my enemies, is slipping away from my hand. Twakcha eva paridahyate. And my skin is burning, having fever. Nacha saknomi avasthatum brahmati vachame manaha. So I am unable to stand, and my mind is whirling around. I can't stand. My mind is whirling. Gandiva is falling out of my hand. I have fever. My body is shivering. This is literally a symptom of a sick man. However, he was not sick before he saw all these people. So this condition has come about not because of some physical ailment, but by mental condition. And Swamiji very rightfully says that in the modern psychology books, these symptoms are called anxiety state neurosis. When somebody is struck with anxiety, when we are suffering from anxiety, the psychosomatic symptoms are all this which we have seen in Arjuna. So now what to make of it, and what will be the Arjuna's conclusion, we'll see next time. We'll stop right here.
Om sarve bhavantu sukhina, sarve santu niramayaha, sarve bhadrani pashyantu, ma kaschid dukkha bhag bhavet. Om Shantihi, Shantihi, Shantihi. హరిః ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః హరిః ఓం.